Welcome, everybody, and hopefully you guys integrated all the work. Those of you that were at our Energy Practices Level 1 program, that was a wonderful program, very powerful. So some of what we'll cover this evening will be sort of a reminder of some of the things that we covered, especially Friday night. It probably feels like a year ago for many of you. And then really looking at how do we apply some of these aspects in our daily life as it pertains to how am I occurring to myself. And we'll kind of expand on what this means here in a minute. It was wonderful to connect with many of you last night on the book club call. Hearing your passion and your enthusiasm for what's unfolding there was truly touching. And already I'm getting some people who, because I think it's in their mind space, sharing with me what's happening for them as a result of leading these book clubs and what's unfolded for some of their close friends. I spoke with a woman earlier today who was sharing with me how this person she knows, her relationship was going to end, and as a result of the book club and going through that process, she turned her relationship around. And I've had people share with me recently about how they came to realize how they came to be where they are today and that they truly have the power to change that and some of the ways in which they did change that. And just on and on like this. So thank you for your willingness to be a part of that, to share the work with others. I appreciate you very much. And so as we dive into our work tonight, it's just kind of that reminder, maybe a little different way of engaging some of our practice, some of our work. We're in the new year now. Many of us, we've set our visions. Our kind of short-term benchmarks are clear, and now it's like, okay, how do we ensure that these things happen, right? How do I keep myself motivated? How do I touch in a way that I accelerate my progress toward the fulfillment of my visions, my intentions, the things that are truly important to me, so on and so forth. And so one way to really bring all of the practices together that we've been getting inside of and to take the work from mental mastery, emotional mastery, etc., and sort of apply it in a consistent way each day and to remind yourself to apply it is to ask a question. And that question is very simple, right? It's the question of, how am I occurring to myself in this moment? This is really powerful when we understand the question fully. And so sit with that for a moment and ask yourself, how am I occurring to myself right now? And basically, it's identifying and really asking oneself, what is my experience of me in this moment? What am I creating in this moment? And so if I get up and I'm excited to go to the gym and, you know, I work out, and I asked myself this question when I got done training yesterday and I was walking up the stairs, and I go, how am I occurring to myself this moment? And I thought to myself, you know, I'm occurring to myself as powerful, as strong, as healthy, as vibrant, as accomplished, because I just accomplished this training, this workout, and I felt motivated, I felt passionate about my day. And that was fascinating to me because I woke up in the morning and I taught this weekend the Energy Practices Level 1 program. And many of you are aware that we went till, you know, midnight, 1 a.m., Friday, Saturday, Sunday evening. I was working with some of my peeps, and I was up until probably 2 a.m., 2:30 in the morning, something like this, when we kind of finished up. And then I slept a few hours, and then Monday morning I worked with my staff, and I had staff meetings, and I had a meeting with some of my leadership team, and it was like I was just so passionate, excited about everything that was happening. And so by the time, you know, Tuesday morning came around when I was to kind of go work out with my trainer, I have to admit, I woke up and I was feeling like I could just sleep another hour and not do that training session. And so when I first woke up and I looked at, you know, how am I occurring to myself right now, it was like I'm occurring to myself as a little bit tired. I'm occurring to myself right now as wanting to not fulfill on a commitment that I made to myself. And it was like I noticed that I was occurring to myself that way. And because I was able to sort of acknowledge the way I'm occurring to myself right now is tired, the way I'm occurring to myself is fatigued, I was able to turn that around in my thinking and go to the space of, how am I going to feel having fulfilled on this workout, getting to the gym today and making sure that I make good on that? And immediately I was able to kind of turn that around for myself because I knew that if I worked out, I would feel powerful and I feel excited and I feel energetic. And it's amazing how our state of mind can call on our state of being, can create our way of being, our way of experiencing life, and in a very practical way. In this case, it actually created energy when many would say and look at all the practicalities before them and go, well, you know, I worked so many hours and I did this and I did that, and no wonder I'm a little tired, and you know, it only makes sense that I need to rest or do this or that or whatever. But as soon as I access that place within my mind that said, today is going to be a passion-filled day. Today is going to be a day of excitement. Today is going to be a powerful day. And the things that I'm going to do with high energy are not only things I'm going to do with high energy, but they're things that are going to stimulate and create more energy for me to utilize and work with. And so I went and turned that thinking around, went and got the workout in, and then afterward, I woke myself up, I felt energetic, I felt that sense of power, and I had high energy throughout the entire day. And so don't underestimate the mind's power and your ability to intend your way into a certain existence, intend your way into a certain experience of life. Now, again, I'm not telling you the message of not taking care of yourself and et cetera. You still have to listen to your body and support yourself and eat really well and do all the right things that are going to ensure optimal health and well-being and whatnot. But where it all starts is how I occur to myself. How you occur to yourself is going to define your experience of life, the way you see something, and ultimately the actions that you take. And it also is a great way for us to sort of claim full accountability for ourselves. Because if I have a little tiff with a family member or somebody that I care about, and I'm upset, I'm frustrated, I feel a little resentful in that moment, rather than tell the story of, I feel this way because they don't respect me, they don't want to do anything fun, we don't have the passion in our relationship like we once did, I don't know that I can do this, I'm not ready for it, rather than going into stories in our mind that sort of put the accountability or place the blame or make someone else responsible for our existence in that moment, our experience in that moment, if we go to that question of how am I occurring to myself right now, then I'll tap into and I'll see myself in a new way. I'll tap in and I'll realize, wow, right now I'm occurring to myself as resentful. I'm occurring to myself as judgmental. I'm occurring to myself as cynical right now. I'm occurring to myself as closed off, as contracted. And then we can take it the next step. The way I'm occurring to myself is going to define the way in which I influence and occur to others. And so how am I influencing and occurring to others in this moment? And if I'm occurring to myself right now as resentful or disappointed or sad or whatever that might be, and I take it to that next level and I go, well, how am I occurring to others? What's the influence I'm having on others? What's the impact I'm going to have? It centers us around the space where we have the most power. We have the most strength, which is ourself and that which we have influence over. And where we lose our power, where we become powerless, and where we tend to feel as though we're completely out of control is when this subtle shift happens and my attention goes from me, my way of being, my way of showing up, and it begins to go to focusing on others' way of being, their way of showing up, ultimately what they are doing, and what's happening, we'll say, to me. And the point with all those things I just shared is that in many cases and in many times, we don't have the power or the ability, the control necessary to make those things change. I can't make somebody like me. I can't make somebody meet my expectation. I can't make somebody pay me more money. I can't make somebody hire me for a job. There's a lot of things that I'm not going to be able to make people do, right? I can't decide today that the world will never know war and that the entire planet is peaceful, right? There's things that I personally in this moment cannot change, and we cannot do anything about those things that we cannot change. But where our power lies in how we choose to have those things occur for us. I can see it as an opportunity to transform myself. I can see many situations as an opportunity to transform others, to see this opportunity as strengthening me, preparing me for what's to come so that I'm successful in a way I never have been before. I can choose to occur to myself in any different way. I can occur to myself as joyful. I can occur to myself as sad. I can occur to myself as weak. I can occur to myself as powerful. And ultimately, that is my choice, how I choose to occur to myself. And so by way of looking at myself through this lens, how am I occurring to myself in this moment? We can name our state. It's a general reminder of the place of power and how to access that place of power within ourselves where we have ultimate control, where we have ultimate influence, not only over ourselves but also others, and to check in with and see where we are in any given moment. Because oftentimes, if we're willing to be genuine with ourselves, and if in that moment I ask myself, right, how do I occur to myself, and I'm occurring to myself as feeling disappointed or weak most likely I'm occurring to others that way. Most likely people are going to respond to that in a particular way. Whereas if I'm occurring to myself as strong and powerful, others are going to respond to me in a particular way. And so think about starting with asking this question, how do I occur to myself? And so practice right now. Put it to practice. And maybe this is a little reminder for you Friday evening if you came to the event, the open program just before the energy practices program. And maybe this is a little reminder to say, oh, yeah, I could be up to this, right? And if you're hearing this for the first time, fabulous. Then this is a great beginning. And so go to any place in life. We'll say today. Go to a moment today. Let's just make it real so that you see exactly how to apply what we're speaking to, say, throughout the next week and a half or so until our next call. And so look to any experience you had today, any moment today that has come and gone, right? Waking up, maybe it's like I explained earlier today, like when I woke up to go work out. Actually, that was yesterday, but you know, maybe it was around a workout for you. Maybe you had an interaction with a coworker today, or maybe you had an interaction with one of your children. Pick any place. And now when you pick that place, just remember what unfolded. Just kind of recollect for yourself what events occurred, right? They said this, I said that, they did this, I thought that, I felt this way, they felt that way, you know, whatever that might be. And just take a moment and acknowledge what happened. And then as we've done before, and as you'll notice, there will be any number of experiences that show up for you, any number of thoughts that show up for you, any number of emotions that show up for you. And now take a moment and ask yourself, when this event happened earlier today, how did I occur to myself? When this event took place earlier today, how did I occur to myself? Name the emotion that was present, name the thoughts that went through your mind. And if you're telling the story of what they did or what they didn't do to you, how they respected you, how they disrespected you, that's all fine to take a note of all that. But ultimately ask yourself, how did I occur to myself there? Because right now the event's not happening. And you're inside of an experience, an inner experience. You're in touch with your inner matrix. And so as having an experience of yourself from earlier today, name that experience and how you occur to yourself. Are you occurring in a fear-based state? Are you occurring to yourself in a love-based state? Are you occurring to yourself inside of positive thinking, expanded thinking, or are you occurring to yourself inside of negative thinking and contracted thinking? Are you occurring to yourself as expanded? Are you occurring to yourself as contracted? Are you occurring to yourself as critical right now? Condemning? Are you occurring to yourself as encouraging and complimentary? How are you occurring to yourself right now? If you just look at your way of being that took place earlier today, what do you see? And then once you name how you occurred to yourself and what you're seeing there, just sort of looking at you with you, then take it a next step, and then just imagine if I was showing up this way, if I was thinking this way, and I felt this way, and I said these things, how might I be occurring to another? Right? When you're with your children, when you're with your loved ones, when you're with your coworkers, wherever you might have been, how did I occur to others? Or maybe you're by yourself in that moment, and the only thing that was around you was maybe people walking by, people that you didn't even know. Okay, how might I have occurred to them? If you're walking in the woods by yourself, right, and you just kind of imagine, right, you kind of play with it a little bit, have fun with it, and go, okay, how would I occur to the trees? You know, how would I occur to my pet? You know, how would I occur to my cat or my dog? You know, it was amazing how my dog Angel, when I was with her, if I was a little frustrated, I occurred to her in a certain way, and she would behave in response to how I was occurring to myself. She might kind of pout. She might go in the corner. She might kind of avoid me. She might keep her distance a little bit. And then when I was joyful or I was excited, the way I occurred to her must have been very different because she'd come up and she'd put her head in my lap. She'd wag her tail. You know, she'd bring me her ball. You know, I would occur to her in a certain way. And so just reflect on, as a result of how I was occurring to myself, how was I occurring to the world around me? How was I occurring to my environment? And then finally, is that the outcome I choose for myself as an experience of life, as an impact on life? Is that how I choose to create in my life? Is that the experience I choose for myself? Is that the outcome I choose for myself? And then pick another place, right? Go to a second place now. Don't worry about doing anything or fixing anything there, but just pick another place in your day. Go to another place today, right? Maybe another situation at work, another situation with family. Maybe it's a different space altogether. Just go to a second place today where you had an experience, regardless of what the experience was. And then same thing, ask yourself that question, how did I occur to myself? Did I occur to myself in a fear-based state, a love-based state? Did I occur to myself as positive or negative in the mind? Did I occur to myself as critical or encouraging? Did I occur to myself as optimistic? Did I occur to myself as not seeing things as possible? How did I occur to myself? And then once again, when you kind of name how you were occurring to yourself, notice that that occurrence was happening in you, was happening within your inner matrix. It was a reaction to something that potentially has been trained, but it really didn't have anything to do with that which is outside of you, meaning the person, place, or thing in your life didn't cause that occurrence, didn't make that happen for you. Somewhere there was a choice to occur to yourself that way. And then take it to that next level. By way of having occurred to myself in that way, how did I occur to others? How might I have occurred to others? How did I occur to my environment by way of occurring to myself that way? How did I occur to others? How did I occur to my environment? And then lastly, just acknowledging the way in which I occurred to myself and others, did I align with and create the experience and the outcome I choose? Did I create the experience I choose for my life? Did I create the impact I choose in my life? Is that an impact that I choose for myself? And you'll see, it'll be very clear. It'll be just a clear yes or no. Yes, that's who I choose to become. Yes, that's the person I wish to embody. Yes, that's the kind of influence and impact that I choose to have on other people and the world around me. Or, yeah, not so much. Maybe it's not so much. And so play with this a little bit. Really ask yourself this 1, 10, 20 times a day. In this moment, how am I occurring to myself? Right? And see the world around you truly is that mirror that we've touched into time and time again. Right? The world is just a mirror simply reflecting back to you how you occur to yourself. The world is just a mirror reflecting back to you how you occur to yourself. Your pets, those that you're close to, your family, your work, your job, the news you watch on television, the movie you decide to go see this weekend, the activity that you engage in. How do I occur to myself in this moment? You know, I went and I had this great ski day the other day, and I was in knee-high powder, and I had a blast. It was like floating. And I tuned in at one point when I kind of stopped to take a little breather, and I was like, wow, how am I occurring to myself right now? And I was occurring to myself as free. I was occurring to myself as powerful. I was occurring to myself as athletic. I was occurring to myself as adventurous, occurring to myself as living fully. I was occurring to myself in a particular way. I was occurring to myself as exhilarating in that moment. And as I would get on the lift and we'd go up the lift, and you'd see a lot of people that weren't as skilled at skiing and whatnot, and skiing by them, people were falling in the snow and they just get buried in the powder. And you could see in their faces that they were occurring to themselves in that moment as frustrated, a little bit irritated because they were just kind of swallowed up by the snow, and their ski pole, their skis were kind of hidden from them, and they're looking for them. And it was so clear how we were in the same environment, but it was occurring to others as tiring, or it was occurring to some as frustrating. It was occurring to others as uncomfortable. And it was the same environment. We had the same stimulus. We had the same mirror we were looking at, right? We all look in the same mirror to see our reflection. We see the mirror reflects myself regardless of who's looking in the mirror. Now, how I see that reflection may differ between me and the other person. I might look at myself in the mirror, and I might say, I'm happy with how I look. I look good, or I look strong, or I look fit. And the person right next to me could look at my reflection in the same mirror, and they might look at me and say, well, Joe, you actually, you know, you're kind of gaining a little weight. You're not looking so good these days. You look a little bit tired to me. I feel like your face is gray. I mean, they might have a completely different interpretation of the same reflection. And so here we are. We're the same reflection, right? The snow, the mountains, the outdoors, friends, being around people, whatever. We have the same reflection. We're all inside the same mirror in that moment called snow, called skiing or snowboarding, whatever. We're all in the same reflection. But what we see there is different. How we occur to ourselves as a result of that reflection is different from one person to the other. And so claim your occurrence. Claim your occurrence. Claim the way you're going to occur to yourself, and therefore have that define your experience of life, and ultimately you will influence the world around you as a result. And you will begin to naturally align with the law of resonance, the law of attraction, in a way that's going to better your life. Because I don't know anybody that stops for that moment, looks at themselves and goes, wow, I occur to myself as being kind of grumpy right now. I occur to myself as being cynical. And I'm aware that the way that I'm probably occurring to others is pouty, undesirable. They probably want to get away from me. It's probably irritating to them. And the way that I'm going to occur to the universe and the way I'm going to occur to the world and my environment is that my environment is going to bring to me other people who are grumpy and other people who want to complain. And as a result of how I'm occurring to the world is going to bring me more of this just by way of natural law. Where I am, that's what I get, right? I get more of what I focus on. So if I'm focusing on occurring to myself as grumpy and cynical and complaining, then that's what is going to attract to me. It's going to bring me lots of people who are going to do that with me, who are going to support me in that process. And I don't know anybody, if they're willing to stop and acknowledge and take note that they're occurring to themselves in that way and therefore creating more of that, where they go, oh, this is wonderful, I'm going to keep doing it. This natural impulse then to go, oh, you know what? I can absolutely occur to myself differently right now. Yes, maybe this person isn't being so kind. Yes, I'm out here in the snow. Yes, I'm hiking. Yes, my body's a little tired. Yes, I'm going to work out right now. And those are my reflections, those are the mirrors, simply reflecting myself back to me. So great, what's the reflection that I choose to claim? What's the way I choose to occur? And how do I decide to see myself right now? How do I decide to see myself right now? Because there's a magic that happens in being very clear about how you're going to decide to see yourself in any given moment. And the magic is that the way you tend to see yourself is oftentimes the way others will take on seeing you. And the way the universe or the world or your reality around you is going to take on interacting with you. And so without even having to worry about how all that works, and you know, if you've ever been in that place where you've attempted to get others to show up the way you want them to, get others to fulfill on what you want for you, if you've tried to manage others and make everyone around you meet your expectation, you've been inside of that, or maybe you're currently inside of that, you're probably going to have the awareness that it's quite exhausting, right, to kind of try to manage everyone in my life and get them to do what I want them to do, get them to meet my expectation, right? That is an exhausting way to be in the world. And not only is it an exhausting way to be in the world because now I'm making myself responsible for basically everyone in my existence, I also set myself up with an impossible scenario because ultimately, no matter how badly I may want somebody to do something for me or for themselves, unless they say yes and they choose to do it, it's never going to happen. And so it's so much more efficient to go, you know what? I'm going to accept and allow people to be where they are right now, and I'm going to focus on how I'm occurring to myself. And it's amazing because not only do we end up occurring to ourselves in a much better way and from a place of much greater power, but then as a byproduct of that, those people that we were trying to get to do those things, they all of a sudden start showing up as doing those things. And if it's not the people who are currently in our life that show up and meet those expectations or show up in that way with us, then we end up attracting other people who will, other people who are excited to show up that way with us. And so play with this a little bit and make a game out of it. Make it fun, right? Make your transformational process fun. Make it an adventure. Make it joyful, because taking on the path, taking on the journey of transforming yourself, to bettering yourself, to stepping into a greater capacity within you, that's not an overnight journey, right? It's not an hour journey. If we really choose to know what our potential is, it's a journey we're going to be on for a lifetime. And so it would be ideal to occur to ourselves as joyful, as this is exciting, as this is an adventure, as we embrace and we engage that transformational journey called life and how we choose to walk through life. Because many of us, and especially if you're on the phone with me right now, you are committed to change if you found work like this. And so let's enjoy the journey. Let's have fun with it. Let's learn to kind of laugh at ourselves a little bit, giggle, and make the journey enjoyable. And get excited about what you're going to discover. It doesn't have to always be challenging, and it doesn't always have to be painful to create change. Sometimes we go through that window. Sometimes we kind of have to open that door to get through the other side. But that has a lot to do with how we're occurring to ourselves in that moment. If we beat ourselves up for who we have not been, and we judge ourselves for who we are, we're going to occur to ourselves in a way that's going to make the journey very difficult. It's going to feel trying. It's going to be exhausting. But if we choose to occur to ourselves as having humor through the process, being willing to laugh at ourselves a little bit and be excited about who we're becoming and focus there, then we'll be so much more joyful on the journey. And so how do I occur to myself? And if you want to kind of play with this and take this to even a more esoteric level, and you did the energy practices weekend with me just that we're coming out of here, we spend a lot of time focusing on our higher self, or some of you say the soul, right? The higher self, this aspect of us that is pure consciousness, pure love, us in a state of absolute perfection. And so imagine as though you were your higher self, and that you loved yourself, you loved this body, you loved this mind, you loved your personality more than you could possibly imagine. How would you occur to your higher self? And to kind of step into this space, you've got to really imagine yourself as not the personality, right? If there was the absence of fear, if there was the absence of judgment in you, if there was the absence of criticism in you, if there was the absence of pain in you, and those things not only didn't exist, but they never existed, and you truly saw yourself as perfect, and you truly loved yourself abundantly and unconditionally, how would you see yourself? How would you occur to yourself? And so take a moment and close your eyes if that helps you to connect to that place. Imagine that tube of light entering into the top of your head. Follow that tube of light straight up out into the creation and merge with your higher self. Feel the love and the acceptance, the embrace of your higher self. You in a state of perfection. You as pure consciousness, pure energy, infinite, expanded. Connect to yourself as that. And in that moment, step into, I am that. I am my higher self. I am that state of perfection. And then as your higher self, ask, how do I occur to myself in this moment? Looking outside, see if you can look at you from outside of you. Look at you from outside of you, and look at you from the lens of your higher self. From the consciousness of your higher self. Look at you in that moment through the lens of your higher self as your higher self. You in this state of perfection. You in this state that is fully accepting, fully loving of you, that knows what you're truly capable of and sees you as capable of it, sees you as perfect, sees you as extremely powerful, knows that you are that infinite consciousness. It knows it. How would you occur to your higher self? And if you feel comfortable with the word God, you feel comfortable with that idea of presence or God being in all things, right? How would you occur to God? How would you occur to God? And have that give you an example of how to occur to yourself as the mind, as the personality, as who you are. Have that be a recommendation. Have that be an example of the way you could occur to yourself and the occurrence you could take on. Imagine presence or God being this consciousness that is pervasive in all things. like the ocean, right? God in all things, that this energy, this consciousness that is infinite and that intended reality into existence in some way and manages and sets forth the laws that make possible for us to know the lives that we know. And by way of being intended by that presence that is God, that is the creator, the presence, whatever name we want to give it, that presence is in and a part of us in an absolute way. And knowing that I am that which intended me into existence, I would be loved and accepted and cared for by that existence in an absolute way. And so if I accept that I am cared for and loved and nurtured by that presence in an absolute way, and I ask myself, how do I occur to that presence? And I feel that inside, and I let that knowing emerge from within me, oh, I occur as perfect. I occur as powerful. I occur as a creator. I occur as having an extraordinary potential. I occur as being part of all that is. I occur to myself that way. And if I take that occurrence on as I am, if I choose to embrace that occurrence, and I choose to look at the world through that lens, then I see that I am one with all. I see that I am in partnership with the entire universe, that the creation is supporting me in an extraordinary way, and that I am one and a part of all of the creation that I see. I'm a part of the trees outside my door here. I'm a part of the river that I see flowing. I'm a part of the mountain. I'm a part of that. The consciousness, the energy that is in me is the same consciousness and energy in all things. And then I can start to see how that's true on a practical level. The air I'm breathing is the same air that the animals are breathing. It's the same air that the plants are in relationship with. The ground I walk on is the same dirt, the same ground that is giving life to the trees I see outside. It's the same foundation that my house is built on. The earth that your house is built on, no matter where it is on the planet, is the same planet that we're sharing right now. And I start to occur to myself as part of the whole. And as occurring to myself as part of the whole, I realize that at some level I am the whole. And so then there is no fear. When we truly understand and come to embrace and accept and know, I am truly a part of the whole. There is no part of me that is separate from the whole. Energetically, consciously, vibrationally, experientially, then it's like being held. It's like being held. And realizing I'm never alone. And I'm always cared for. I'm always loved. And then we give from a place of such abundance then. We offer ourselves from a place of such abundance then. And we step out of the need to acquire or possess something for ourselves to somehow be whole, to somehow be complete. Because when you realize you are all that is, what is there to possess that you do not already have in some way? And so play with this idea. How do I occur to myself? Ask yourself these three questions throughout your day. And you'll see that occurrence is simply subjective, if you will. It's what we choose to take on. But what we choose to take on has an extraordinary power because how we choose to occur to ourselves is going to define our entire existence. It's going to define our entire experience of life and of being in life. It's going to define what comes to us. It's going to define what doesn't come to us. It's going to define who chooses to be around us. It's going to define who chooses not to be around us. It's going to create in a powerful way, regardless of what we choose to take on or what we take on and we don't realize we're choosing. And so ask, how do I occur to myself in this moment? And then look at how I'm feeling. How do I occur to myself in this moment? Then take it to that next step. In this moment, how am I occurring to others? And then take it to that next step. How am I occurring to my higher self right now? How am I occurring to presence right now, to God right now? How am I occurring to my higher self, to presence right now? How am I occurring there? And exercise the mind. Be willing to let go of the way you're occurring to yourself and entertain the possibility of taking on a new way of occurring, like changing clothes. I'm wearing different clothes today than I wore yesterday. I went in my closet and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be working out of home today, you know, that which I intended in the creation. And I just want to be comfortable today. And so I put on my workout pants and a workout shirt just because it's comfortable for me. I'm very relaxed today. Yesterday, I chose to wear jeans and a nice shirt. The day before that, I chose to wear slacks and a button-up shirt and a nice belt and dress shoes. I chose different clothes. I chose a different experience in each day. And I feel different in each of those outfits, right? Jeans don't feel the same way as workout pants, don't feel the same way as slacks. They feel a little different. There's a different experience. Your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions, the totality of how do you occur to yourself in each moment is just like trying on a pair of clothes when you get good at this stuff. When you learn the principles of conscious transformation, the principles in the inner matrix, and you master them, then you realize that your experience of life from one day to the next is just the clothes you're trying on that day. The experience is simply what you're trying on that day by way of how you're choosing to occur to yourself. And so try on different clothes and see which one you like the best. You know, if you're in the experience of pain and suffering by way of how you're occurring to yourself, choose to change how you occur to yourself and take on the experience of freedom and joy and inspiration and passion. And if you're occurring to yourself as inspired and passionate and joyful, well, then take on even greater joy and passion, or a new theme or a new variation of joy, passion, and love. Why? Because you can. And so how do I occur to myself in this moment? How am I occurring to others? And how am I occurring to my higher self? And ask yourself these three questions. Once, 5 times, 10 times, 20 times a day. And really get inside of, what do I see in my reflection? And remember, the reflection, if you and I both stand in front of a mirror, I see the same reflection of myself as you see, and I see the same reflection of yourself as you see. But the story you tell about the reflection you see in the mirror and the reflection I tell about you are probably going to be very different. Because I'm going to share with you not the way that you look, not what's actually reflected in the mirror, but I'm going to share with you the way I'm occurring to myself through your reflection in that moment. And so when somebody has an opinion about you and they tell you you're a great person, what they're really doing is they're telling you about how they're occurring to themselves through you in that moment. In the same way, if you share with somebody else how they occur to you in that moment, whether it's expanded occurrence in view or it's a contracted occurrence in view, you're still sharing with them on some level the way you're occurring to yourself through them in that moment. And so remember, what you see is not real. What others see is not real. So don't claim it. Don't invest yourself in it unless it makes sense. As creating the experience of life you choose, the vision of life you choose. Because the reality is, you are an extraordinary individual. If you're a human being, you have an extraordinary capacity inside of you, as do all human beings. What do you choose to create with that extraordinary capability, with that extraordinary possibility, that extraordinary potential? My recommendation and the vision that I share with myself, the way I occur to myself and the occurrence that I invite you to take on is as a result of having that extraordinary capacity, I'm going to choose to create and birth into existence something extraordinary, something great, something worth living for. Something that is representative of who I am. I love you. I love you. Thank you for your time this evening. It's so wonderful to see you guys. Looking forward to seeing many of you in the coming weeks. Have a beautiful, beautiful night. If you're not already signed up for the book clubs and you've been thinking about leading or guiding people through a book club series, please jump on my calls. Would love to have you there. Even if you missed the first call, we can send you the recording right away if you sign up. And would love to teach you, to train you, to show you how to occur to yourself and to hold space in a way that you will occur to others and transform their life. Thank you, thank you. Have a beautiful night. Much love, and look forward to seeing you guys in the near future. Talk to you in a few weeks.